Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
It's now time for News Headlines with Molly.
On the Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
We're getting ready to play host once again to all the College World Series fans and players and teams that are coming to town. Cal State Fullerton was the first team to arrive. They got in yesterday, and now the remaining seven teams are going to be arriving today just in time for tomorrow's opening ceremonies for the 2017 College World Series.
Man, wait.
Going on down at TD Ameritrade. We've been talking all morning, different things like security is going to be bumped up. You know, they put in those new barricades, and they said that just a heads up to fans coming down. Leave your big bags and backpacks at home. They're just saying keep it streamlined, smaller bags. There's going to be checkpoints, and they'll be wanding. It's just normal stuff, but they're going to be
wanding.
Woo-hoo-hoo.
I love to get wanded.
Well, here's your chance, Jeff. But they say that more checks will be done farther away from the entrance. It's all just in an abundance of security, so everybody is guaranteed that good time. Once you do get inside, it sounds like the concourse is going to be a bustling with all sorts of concession offerings. We've been talking all morning about this 18-inch calzone.
That's the giant Italian hot pocket, right?
Yes. So this appears to be the, you know, every year they kind of come up with that crazy item that they've had before. You know, every year it's something different. And this year it's the 18-inch calzone. They put it next to a base, and it's like so large.
You have a picture of it?
Yeah, it's in the Omaha World Herald.
We need to share that on Facebook here. I need to see that thing.
It's really wild. So it's got its own special carrying tray. You can carry it around the concourse. Mozzarella, pepperoni, sausage, marinara, topped with Parmesan cheese and Italian seasonings.
What's that going to set you back?
That's what I'm curious about. I didn't see a price tag on that. So I'm like,
You're going to have to go in with buddies, I would assume.
Yeah.
You wouldn't want to eat that all by yourself.
God, no. No, I would think not. And parking, just a heads up, there's going to be a lot of people out. So keep in mind, they're advising people to get there early. I think most parking lots open at about 8 a.m., and they'll stay open about 90 minutes after the last game.
I would like everybody to get there late, actually.
So you can have the place all to yourself.
Yeah. It's going to be crazy. We know. I mean, everyone knows. It's been a part of it. It's a nut show, and it's expected to be, you know, difficult in driving.
Parking's pretty reasonable, though. $10 in the lot A. And then there's like a $12 CenturyLink Center, $12 per car in the garage there. There's event parking going on from the City of Omaha, Creighton University. And plus they'll have that big circulator, the circulator bus that goes around. It's like 25 cents. They'll give you rides from, you know, different areas of downtown.
I'm going to park in the Gans parking lot and Uber.
Oh, you might get towed.
Oh, never mind.
Lonnie knows who lives there.
Lonnie. Okay.
But opening ceremonies tomorrow night, 8:45 is when things get going. There's going to be fireworks. And then Saturday, first pitch, 2 o'clock, Cal State Fullerton taking on the Oregon State Beavers. Going to be airing on ESPN. And then the late game on Saturday, 7 o'clock, is Florida State versus LSU.
You know, if you have a bike, I assume they're going to do this year, like a bicycle.
A rack?
You know, not a motorcycle. You ride your bike down there and at that cool bar that's always wide open.
Yeah.
Next to the, what's that pizza joint?
Oh, good. Next to Good Night.
Next to Good Nights. I think it's called Lefty's, that bar.
Okay.
Last year they had a bicycle corral. And
it's
free.
Okay.
So you ride your bing, bing, your bicycle basically to the front of TD Ameritrade. You can park your bike. They'll watch it.
Yeah, and then bike it home.
Go to the baseball. That's kind of fun, riding a bicycle around all that stuff.
Yeah. And plus they're going to have, I saw already, you know how they have those guys on bikes that have the carriage behind you?
Rickshaw.
But it's on a bicycle. Those guys would be biking everywhere, too.
You could rent those Heartland B-cycles, you know, like the little divvy bikes.
There's Uber and Lyft, so you got tons of
options. That's insane, man. Why would you want to have to park a car?
Yep.
Well, this has all been going on. We're kicking off tomorrow. It's going to be tons of fun. Federal judge is ordering the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to take another look at the Dakota Access Pipeline. A D.C. District Court judge found Wednesday that the Army Corps of Engineers didn't go far enough in considering what effects a possible oil spill could have on the fishing and hunting rights of the Standing Rock Sioux tribe. So protests against the pipeline have gained a lot of international attention over the last year. President Trump fast-tracked the oil pipeline shortly after taking office. And yesterday's shooting spree is not going to stop tonight's annual congressional baseball game. Four people, including House Majority Whip Steve Scalise and two Capitol Police officers, were wounded when a man opened fire at a ballpark in suburban Alexandria, Virginia, where Republicans were practicing early yesterday morning. Police shot the gunman. He died later at the hospital. The game at Nationals Park in Washington, D.C. starts at around 6 o'clock tonight.
They're saying this would be a much bigger tragedy this morning we'd be talking about if it wasn't for the fact that he had a security detail, which is uncommon for most, you know, those politicians out there. They don't all normally have a security detail.
No.
He has to have it because of that position is. What is he, majority whip?
He's the majority whip. So there's like a chain of command. Like if something were to happen to the president, the vice, you know, so there, if you're in that chain of command,
you get these cops, coverage. So Capitol cops. So well, those two are totally heroic, a guy and a gal.
They weren't there. Battled it out
with this idiot.
Yeah. They say that if it wouldn't, you know, those guys weren't there, it would have been a lot worse.
But now see, people are wondering, they're like, are all these politicians going to want to now get higher
security?
Security detail?
Well, there was talk about it yesterday about whether or not, you know, they would go and, you know, be able to use campaign funds to hire private security. But a lot of them are giving pushback saying, you know, a lot of those representatives are saying, yeah, but I don't want to put up that extra line between me and my constituency. So I think just a lot of it is just common sense. You know, I think it's just being
aware. And political speech.
Yeah.
I would hate to have any kind of barrier between me and my constituency.
Except for, of course, this former NFL linebacker, which I've hired with campaign funds in order to protect me from the people. British Prime Minister Theresa May is ordering a full public inquiry into that fire that destroyed a 24-story apartment building in West London. Fast-spreading fire killed 17 people. Fire officials say that the death toll is expected to rise. One member of parliament is calling for an arrest to be made. They're saying that, you know, something about a proper investigation into how the renovations had been done on the building. So the fire inspector, a vigil is going to be held for the victims. It was held last night. Singer Adele stopped by to extend her sympathies. Yeah, Queen Elizabeth said earlier that her thoughts and prayers were with the family. It's a pretty big deal.
Yeah.
They say that, you know, it's still smoldering, that fire.
Oh, well,
78 people hospitalized.
Made out of, like, hay and turpentine.
Jeez, you wonder, just the oily rags? I don't know. I mean, you look at the footage, and it honestly is the epitome of a towering inferno.
Well, it's a high rise. You know, it's going to go straight up, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it burned faster than they're really saying. They don't understand how it went up so quickly.
Really?
So it basically became like a stovepipe.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And they don't know if it has something to do with like the shingling on the like the outside, you know. And then some people are saying that the fire alarm didn't go off.
Yeah.
So that people weren't notified, you know. Other people are saying that they were told to stay in place. So obviously,
I mean, didn't they have those sprinklers, you know. I don't know. Maybe
that's here. I mean, you wonder what the code is in other countries. Yeah. I mean, I would hope that they would have sprinkler systems, but you just wonder when it's on the outside like that. Does it matter?
I don't know.
It seemed like it started on the. I don't know. So a jury in Bill Cosby's sexual assault trial is going to continue deliberations today.
Gosh, really.
Jurors could not reach a verdict yesterday in their third day of discussions over allegations that the 79-year-old comedian drugged and sexually assaulted a former Temple University employee in 2004. Now, the jury asked for readbacks of key testimony, including that of the woman. And the jury panel was chosen in Pittsburgh, then bussed to suburban Philadelphia, where they've been sequestered until the trial ends.
I think it'd be open shut. I guess not, though. Because I guess what they're trying to find out is if he drugged her.
Well, right? I mean, knew about it, like, was it one of those things? Because it's a he said, she said.
Yeah.
Now, she's saying, some are saying that they had a relationship. And so you just wonder, okay, well, if you have a consenting relationship, is this
okay
out of the bounds?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
You know, I'm married. I'm in a consenting relationship with my husband. But obviously, if he drugs me...
It's okay.
No, it would not be okay.
You can go to jail for raping your wife.
Yes. I mean,
that's
so,
why I just don't get this whole thing. And but
that's, I mean, yeah, I mean, I, that jury's got a really tough. And speaking of Philadelphia, the city of Philadelphia is going to be officially designated as a national treasure today. The city of Brotherly Love is getting the honor from the National Trust for Historic Preservation. The designation is meant to focus attention on Philadelphia's growing preservation crisis. Marks the first time in an entire city has been designated a national treasure. Usually it's just, you know, oh, this building or this you know, monument or this statue, but this is like an entire city. I don't know what kind of coverage this gives them. Miami, Detroit, and Louisville are also expected to receive the designation. Something just kind of different. And the long-discussed fight between Floyd Mayweather Jr. and Conor McGregor has finally been set. ESPN is saying that the boxing legend and the mixed martial arts star are going to go head-to-head in a boxing match August 26th out in Vegas.
People
That's
excited.
A hot ticket.
12-round boxing match. Both guys will use 10-ounce gloves. They will fight at 154 pounds. I didn't realize that statistically Conor has an edge. I don't realize because he's such a little guy, but you forget Mayweather's little too.
Yeah.
And Mayweather's 40.
Yes.
Conor McGregor's 28.
I didn't realize Mayweather was 40.
But Mayweather's 5'8, McGregor's 5'9. Mayweather's 151 now. McGregor's 154. Mayweather's got a 72-inch reach. Conor's got a 74-inch reach. But everyone says Mayweather will destroy Conor McGregor in a boxing match. So who knows?
Yeah, I'm interested in this one. I mean, he's coming out of retirement for this. You know, it's funny because Mayweather did this video thing shortly after. It's just a pub thing, money thing, you know. But he wanted everybody to share videos of their real life and stop faking on Facebook and social media about their how their lives, you know, really aren't.
Mm-hmm.
So his life is in a private plane, all this fun stuff, and you have everybody else showing videos of eating macaroni and cheese. It's like, gosh.
You're not
Who's
all
he
that.
Say that? He's one of the richest man, you know, in sports.
Well, like, and then he makes a ton of, he basically gambles for a living.
Dude.
Like, he's a really good gambler.
If you go and stand in line, those lines sometimes, and you're in Vegas, it's a big game. People are chatting. They're like, what did Mayweather bet? You know, it's all over the place what he bets. Because he bets big time and he cleans house, you know. So, anyway, this is going to be a good deal. I wish he would fight our guy, you know. But that's a Pacquiao thing, right?
Yeah, I think that's what they're waiting on. So, August 26th in Vegas.
And Crawford.
Yeah, Crawford.
And then tonight, the Niagara Falls, buzzing with anticipation. There's a new stunt by the Walenda family of daredevils. This one is being trapeze artist Erin Deira, I guess it's the woman, she's going to hang by her teeth from a helicopter over Niagara Falls.
I'll like it if there's no rope or anything to catch her.
Does anybody really want to see that?
No.
Like, you don't want to see anybody get hurt.
Oh,
no.
Never mind. Sorry. Maybe
she's married to She's married to Nick Walenda.
Yeah.
So she's married into the Walenda family. So the Walenda blood does not course through her veins.
She has an iron jaw.
So she's a chomper.
It's called the iron jaw hang.
Yeah.
Hanging from your jaw.
Iron jaw hang.
Yeah, she's going to be tethered by her waist. She's going to perform a series of maneuvers on a hoop suspended from a helicopter 300 feet above the water. And then hanging by her. I mean, that just sounds so
weird.
So creepy. I guess the Niagara County legislature set aside $35,000 in order for it to take place. It's going to mark the 5-year anniversary of Nick Walenda's famous high wire.
When do they air it? When's it air?
It's going to happen tonight, or it's scheduled to happen this morning.
It already happened.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't want to give it away, but the result is in. When are people going to see it on TV?
That's what I'm curious about, when they're actually going to show it, because I didn't get to see the...
Well, none of us are going to watch it. She broke it. She broke the record. She just did it. Yeah.
Okay.
She just broke her husband's Daredevil.
Congratulations.
Daredevil husband's iron jaw hang record over Niagara Falls. Be careful when you get intimate later.
Honey? Lockjaw.
Go easy.
So
it's kind of like putting your head in a lion's mouth.
Yeah.
Right. Well, ladies, we can be very helpful when it comes to the longevity of our male mates.
Ooh.
There is new talk from science that there are several things that ladies can do to contribute to to the longevity of a man's life. Things that men can do to boost their life expectancy, which I guess the average life expectancy for a man is 79, where for a woman, it's 82. Stare at boobs. Apparently, this does something for you guys. More than half the people that with coronary artery disease increase their physical activity. So I guess with guys with high blood pressure, something about getting the heart pumping.
Oh, is that what it is?
I guess so.
I thought guys with heart issues, your doctor warns you about strenuous bedroom activity. I mean, they always put it in the Viagra ad. They always say, men.
Yeah, but this is just looking.
Sure.
So apparently it doesn't get that heart going. It gets it just enough to get the blood pumping, right?
Gets it pumping. Have lots of sex.
I guess that's another thing that guys want to hear.
The study found that sex could decrease a man's mortality rate by as much as 50%. Get married. Married guys live longer, probably because they got their wives saying, you need to go to the doctor.
Yeah, you got your nurse.
Mm-hmm.
Nurse mom.
Have kids. Men who marry and have children live longer than guys who don't.
Oh, you would think that that would take a couple years off your life.
Absolutely.
I know. But parents reached age. But they say by age 80, men with kids are expected to live 8 months longer than people without kids. Responsibility also helps with the longevity. I guess they found a study that older people in nursing homes who were given a plant to take care of had improved socialization. I need something to do. Like, there is something to be said for, you know, people who hit retirement.
Keeping busy.
Yeah, you got to keep that busy. And I can't believe this is on the list, but finally, number six, get a dad bod. Most men gain a bit of weight after they have kids, but it's not necessarily a bad thing.
You don't really have to go get a dad bod.
No.
The dad bod is what you get in response to not getting in shape.
Yes.
I thought it was so funny that they were like, go get a dad bod. I'm like, doesn't that just find
this
you?
This seems like a Father's Day week pandering news story.
I agree. I read this. I was like, oh, so this is like all the things guys are like, babe, it says we need to have more sex. I need to keep this pot belly.
Well, and I need to stare at boobs. But I don't think men, I'm sorry, I know I sound like a cad, but I don't think guys don't really have an ability to not. I mean, we can do your best to look away, which is the right thing to do. You look away.
But you can't. You're right. Why is that? I think we're wired
like monkeys. I mean, you look at it's the colored butt on a baboon. There's a reason.
There's a reason why
they painted a rainbow on it.
Yeah,
I mean, early evolution, they were like, we're going to put a bullseye to tell male monkey, yeah, go to that. Nowadays, so we're a little bit more sophisticated. We're not supposed to look.
But, yeah, at least not get caught. That's the whole deal. I mean, you're going to look. You know? Doesn't that make you feel good, Molly?
That people are checking
out your tatas and your, mm-hmm. your
if you're good looking. Molly likes it if the guy's good looking.
I thought you meant if I was good looking, that would happen. Glad you clarified, because for a second there, I thought you were taking a shot across the mouth. I was like, I didn't even do anything. You're making hurtful statements. That is your news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
Channel 94.1.
Call number nine. It's the $1,500 grill. It's stainless steel, and it's got a totally kick butt stereo in it. All right, so it's the ultimate grill. It's tricked up with Stereo West. Call number nine right now at 938-9400. We'll hook you up.
Get in there. I see lines open.
They are open.
Complete Kenwood system with four channel marine grade amplifier, outdoor Kenwood marine grade speakers, Bluetooth connectivity, iPhone, Android. It's like something that you don't know you need. Yeah. You don't know you need it. And then you get it, and then you're like, how did I ever live without this?
Yes, exactly.
I mean, Bluetooth speakers
all alone. Are you kidding me? You know, you can just run your phone through it or whatever the case is.
Bluetooth speakers really are just unbelievable. I mean, honestly, that is like a game changer when you're suddenly like, oh.
I was sitting out on my fire escape last night smoking a cigar.
Yeah.
I've got the wireless headphones, and it wasn't connecting for like 60 long seconds. And I'm quietly having a tantrum. Like, this is terrible. This is so bad. And we live in a gilded age of technology.
Yes, we do.
To be able to be wireless everywhere. So this sounds pretty sweet.
Yeah. All right, number nine right here. Hello, who's this?
Michael.
Hey, Michael. How are you?
Good.
Good.
Michael, are you a dad yourself?
No, I am not.
Ooh. Are you wanting to be a dad? Do you have a girlfriend, wife? What's the deal?
I got a wife.
Oh, really? All right.
Maybe she's going to make
it. So you're a dad in training, maybe. Maybe you're, yeah. You know.
Do wives ever make that a Father's Day gift by letting the husband know,
she's pregnant.
Congratulations, we're having a baby?
Oh, sure.
If the timing's right?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of anyone doing that, Molly?
Uh-huh. Yeah, people surprise them. Like, you're going to be like, happy Father's Day. It's like, oh, my God. You know, I mean, it's usually a good surprise.
Yes.
Not something
if it's from the wife. If it's
from a stranger, exactly.
Oh, my God.
It's awkward if he storms out.
Girl that you met that one time. That night that sort of got a little hazy, and then all of a sudden she shows up. Congratulations.
Happy Father's Day. Hey, Michael, you're a griller, right? Is that the deal?
I am, yeah.
Is this going to be for you if you win this thing? Or?
Yeah.
All right. Honest man. Honest Michael is what we're going to call you. Congratulations, bud. You're caller number 9. We're going to get you qualified for this, and that drawing's going to be Monday, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Hold on the line. All right, she will be the next person to get you qualified for this grill. All right, but the drawing again is on Monday. So you got all day today and all day tomorrow. And good temperatures, too, by the way, this weekend. So you're going to fire up the grill. Other than that, just fire it up for one last time.
So you won't be actually giving this to your dad Sunday?
No, not till Monday.
But maybe you could draw a picture of it and say, right. I might be giving this to you.
Like you're a 5-year-old.
You know, like when you haven't bought the gift yet, and you give them the coupon.
You wrap them a picture.
Just write in it. It's $1,500 grill from Stereo West, all tricked out, right in the card. That's going to be your gift. Congratulations. But then you'd have to give it to them.
Well, then no, and then dad goes, what happened with that grill? You can say then the day after, you're like, I didn't win it.
There you go.
And he's like, wow, well, then you owe me a gift.
Alright, celebrity news with Molly.
So, George Clooney's dad is sharing how George and Amal first met. You know, they just welcomed the newborn twins, Alexander and, oh my gosh, I'm blanking on the little girl's name, but George's dad shared a sweet story about how George and Amal first met. He said that he and his wife, George's mom and dad actually opened the door for Amal when she attended a dinner party in Italy back in 2013. And that's sort of like how it got rolling. By the end of that dinner party, he looked over and he said, look out, this could be trouble for this young man. And there you go. He'd been spending the night talking all night.
So like from day one, they were like, remember you hear the World War II generation, they would all go to a dance and then come home and the girls would always tell their girlfriends, I just met my husband.
Yeah, yes.
And the men would always tell that to their guy friends. They'd be like, I just met my wife.
And if you had said that today.
Have you ever had Molly, any of your girlfriends say, I just met my husband?
She says
that when I met
time.
Peter. Yeah, when I met Peter.
You said that to somebody?
Yeah, I remember we went to on a girl's vacation right afterwards. And they're like, what's the deal? I was like, I think I might have met the guy. Like, I think I might have met my husband.
But how many days after you'd met him that you said that?
That was like a couple weeks after we first met.
Yeah.
We'd been emailing. I hadn't talked to him since. I met him at this party and then I left. He lived in Chicago. I lived in Omaha and we'd been emailing back and forth. And I don't know. He was just, his emails were always really funny. He was really charming.
So it was email, not text?
No, we never even talked. I mean, it was just.
I think it predated texting.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, that's so right.
Well, it's like, I think I met my husband or it's him or cats.
Yeah. I think it is about my husband, or I might bring back a ton of these cats from Costa Rica.
Or cats. But, right now, neck and neck, so we'll see.
We'll see what happens. You know, it's funny when love finds you. It just hits
you. What's with that Italy connection, right? What's with Clooney and Italy?
He loves it. I don't know. That's like he's got that Lake Como place. I wonder if he's
Amal,
got like...
right? Isn't? Oh, what is it? I guess Amal isn't. Italian.
No, she's British.
But she's like Euro.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure Italy is absolutely amazing. We would all fall for Italy. We would all fall for it. Think how many amazing countries. Like, that could be any country of the world, right? You go visit and you're like, Croatia's amazing. It's like, yeah, I buy it, buddy.
I'll go check out the Black Sea with you. To some Dead Sea spa days with you. Sure, why not? Though they really do need to change the name of this sea from dead. to really get some tourism dollars generated. People do swear by it, though. They're like, oh, my God, the Dead Sea. I'm like, they really need to work on that because it's not moving tickets. I'm just saying.
No, it's not.
Gene Simmons has filed an application. You know, he's the front man for Kiss, and apparently he feels as though his trademark horn hands that he's famous for throwing out there.
Rock fingers.
Rock fingers.
Is that thumb out or thumb in?
It's sort of like the hang loose. I always feel like it's the Hawaii hang loose symbol. Or hook 'em horns. Or rock and roll.
So he's trademarking that.
He wants to trademark it, and they're all like, well, I don't think you can do that. He's been doing this hand gesture since 1974. And I guess Simmons is seeking ownership of this hand gesture for, quote, entertainment, namely live performances by musical artists.
Rock and roll.
The office has to decide, though, whether that gesture is too generic. I mean, keep in mind that other musicians have done it. Mm-hmm. And also the so-called, what is it? The comma it's the coma signal has.
What is a coma?
But I'm just saying it's like it means I love you in sign language. I mean, it's not just his. Like, it actually is a sign.
It is. Okay.
You know, so now, it's one of those.
Does anyone own the pinky to the lips?
The pinky to the lips?
Step? I don't know how you describe them.
Mm-hmm. I would call that a Dr. Evil.
Oh, the Dr. Evil.
The Dr. Evil. No, you got to turn it backwards.
Okay.
It's like, no, wrong.
Okay, so the thumbs out.
Evil. No one. Okay.
Thumbs out. Is what
thumbs out. Yeah, it's thumbs out. And so that's the other thing. It's like hang ten or I love you. It's the American Sign Language gesture for I love you. So I don't think he can necessarily trademark.
Texas hook'em horns, the thumb is in.
Yes, that's what
he
I was
wants
thinking.
It out. Okay.
And he has it out. And
what about live well and prosper?
Ooh. I mean, with the two fingers, I don't
can
know.
Can you do it?
He's gone.
Nanu,
I
nanu.
Can. I can do it, but I don't think that Leonard Nimoy ever tried to. I feel like
or
this is an overreach.
The shocker. Look how quickly you get to the shocker. You just raise an index finger. I never realized.
You just
am
took
I wrong?
Us there. You took us there.
Rock and roll hands, baby.
This didn't mean. So that's some rock and roll that's going to be going on here in Omaha. College World Series Fan Fest always comes with live music, and it's going to be Aloe Black that's going to be there performing down at the TD Ameritrade Park.
All right, here we go. I'm a man.
He's
a
probably
man.
Starting to work on his.
I'm trying to work on my shocker. I don't even know how good it is. Which one is it? Two up top, one on the bottom? How do you do the shocker, Molly?
We're talking about Wichita State, y'all. Come on.
Yeah, the shocker.
Get your heads out of the dang gutter.
I don't, you know, I leave that to you. I bet you could get it figured out. And if you can't, or why late?
Oh.
Molly.
She's a Wichita State Shocker fan.
She's a huge Shocker fan.
She's a huge Shocker
baseball
fan.
Baseball and basketball.
Well, you can tell everybody. Yeah, you
this
can
is Hands in the Air Band.
Go ahead and tell
Aloe Black's going to be down there. Free show Friday for that opening ceremonies. And they introduce all the teams. He'll perform about 8:30 when it starts, and then fireworks when the sun goes down.
Good stuff. And we've got new music promised from the Killers. They've got an album coming out in September. It'll be their fifth studio album, and it's titled Wonderful, Wonderful. But right now, they're teasing their first single.
Ironically, called
The Man.
The Man.
Which is funny.
Just like Aloe Black's. Imagine strutting in your male jumper. Man, a rumper.
See, I can.
Uh-huh.
This is the song Molly needs to be roller skating to.
This gets
down
me moving.
The World Series.
I like the Killers. That first album of theirs, Hot Fuzz.
Yeah.
Man, I played the hell out of that thing.
Mr. Brightside is the greatest song ever.
I was
written.
Like. Played that on
somebody
repeat.
Told me. All right, brand new music. Thank you. Thank
that
you.
Is your celebrity news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
From the Eat Fit Go studio.
This is the Big Party Show on Omaha's number one hit music station,
Channel 94.1.